Glory to God in the highest. It's another wonderful time to celebrate the goodness of God. It's Dominion Convention 2023. And so we are using this opportunity to invite all our listeners on this platform, Church on Air, to join us as we celebrate the goodness of God in Dominion Convention 2023. The theme is the God of Elijah. It's starting on the Wednesday 10th to Sunday 14th of May 2023. On Wednesday 10th, by 5 p.m., we'll be having the time of world explosion. And on Thursday 11th, by 10 a.m., is a special ministers conference. And by 5 p.m. on Thursday, we'll be having world explosion. And on Friday 12th, we'll be having Mount Zion Clinic by 10 a.m. and the prophetic and healing service by 5 p.m. On Saturday 13th, we'll be having praise and the family life conference by 10 a.m. And on Sunday 14th is the Thanksgiving service and the time is 8 a.m. Please join us in this wonderful program as we celebrate together at Christian Dominion Network Ministry International, opposite Aladesomi bus stop, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. For inquiries, please call 080-33-855-927. It's 080-33-855-927. Don't miss this.
Father, Lord, we want to thank you this morning for this privilege to share your word with your children. Lord, we thank you, God, for your mercies over our lives. Thank you, God, for the power in your word. And thank you, God, for what you are doing in our lives. I give you all the glory for giving us testimony at all times that your word is shared on this channel. And Lord, I thank you, God, for your mercies and for your goodness. I pray, oh Lord, that this morning, as we share this word, let your mighty power follow in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be healings, let there be deliverance, let there be lifting, let there be a new thing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for you will honor your word this morning. Blessed be your name forever, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can I just welcome you to this wonderful time on radio this morning? It's time that God wants to bless us. I am sure it is your turn to be blessed this morning. I am sure that after this broadcast, something good, something miraculous, something good, something great is happening in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you help me to call your friends? Help to phone somebody that Church on Air is running on this channel and that God has promised to bless us this morning, and so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me thank all those who are communicating with us through this channel. Thank God for all those inviting us to their various altars in their church to pray and to preach. Thank God for all of you that you are encouraging us. I give God all the glory forever and ever in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, we are looking at season of breakthrough, because I know that there's somebody listening to this word this morning that your season has come. Now, it's a season of breakthrough. If you believe it, you will surely have it. Are you following me now? If you believe that my breakthrough has come, don't look at all that you have been passing through. Don't look at all, you know, what the devil has been doing in your life, in your family, or in your business. Just believe me right now. As I'm sharing this word this morning, as you believe, you know, the Bible says only believe and you will see the glory of God. Just believe this morning and I am sure you are going to have wonderful testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people that are given us testimony through this channel is because they believe the word. You know, that is why things are happening. You know, when you know faith in the Lord makes things to happen in your life. Faith in the word of God makes things to happen, you know. So I want you also to believe the word, to have faith in the word, and then you'll be celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Season of breakthrough. Now let me start, because it will take me 2 or 3 weeks by the grace of God. Let me start by reading, you know, the book of 2 Kings chapter number 6. Let's read verses 24 and 25. 2 Kings chapter 6, 24 and 25.
And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 score pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cup of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver.
Wow, can you imagine a stranger, a visitor, a destroyer visiting the whole of Syria? Can you imagine that, you know, when Ben-Hadad came to beseech Syria, their economy changed, their life changed. Affliction came, oppression came, you know. And, you know, I don't know, you know, what is besieging right now, what gathered together against you, you know. I don't know what gathered against your life, against your future. Today, I command them to collapse in the name of Jesus Christ. But we are told that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts. All his hosts means all his army, all his artillery, you know, all his, everything he had, weapons of war, to come and fight against Samaria. Can you see now? And Samaria was in problem. Can you see now? Now, hear me very well, because I know that this morning, as you are listening to me, there's a problem in your life. There is something you are battling with. Now, that thing you are battling with, God is giving you victory over it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I know that there are, you know, Ben-Hadad again. I know there are papa gathering against you. The Bible says, he that gather against you, it will scatter. So through this program this morning, God will be scattering all the powers that are gathering against your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me share a bit this morning, and then next week I will share another bit. Now, what now happens? Let us see seven things that happened when, you know, Ben-Hadad surrounded Samaria. Seven things that happened to Samaria. That's all we are going to see this morning. Seven things that happened to Samaria when the king Ben-Hadad gathered all the Syrian hosts against, you know, Samaria. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Number one thing that happened was because of the army of Samaria, they were poor. Poverty enclosed, you know, Samaria. Great poverty. Can you imagine that? Let me say this one, that, you know, that poverty is a destroyer. According to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter number 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 15.
The rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty.
Can you see now? He said, you know, the destruction of the poor is their what? Their poverty. So the rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. So poverty is a destroyer. And that is why this morning, you know, God is taking you out of poverty line. God is delivering you and your family. This poverty that has, you know, that wants to swallow you up today, you know, I decree and I cancel in the name of Jesus Christ. Covenant of slavery, covenant of, you know, of poverty in your family, in your life, has come to an end. Now, because of the Syrians, you know, there was poverty in Israel. Can you imagine that now? You know, and Bible has told us that we are to lend and not to borrow. But now, you know, you can see God's people in poverty. You know, and you see many Christians today in poverty. You know what? Just because, you know, they don't have covenant right with God. You know, they don't have covenant right with God. They allow the enemy to take over their lives, you know, and then there are problems. This problem is coming to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, in verse number 12. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12.
The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Now, guys, the Bible says you will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. You know, because a borrower is a slave. You know, the person you borrow from, you become a slave to that person. You know, and today God is taking you from every form of slavery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. You know, God, you know, is promoting you. God is lifting you, giving you, you know, a new level in your financial life. He said, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land in the season. Oh, I see rain falling upon you. I see blessings coming to you this morning, and to bless all the works of the hand, and thou shalt lend to many nations. You know, a lot of things are happening right now. People are finding it difficult to eat, but you It will not be so in Jesus. God will meet you at the point of needs. Bible says, I've been young, but now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. As from today, you know, every affliction in your life has come to an end in the name of Jesus. Every curse the enemy placed over you, it is over forever in the name of Jesus. So when the Syrian army surrendered Samaria, number one thing that he brought to them was poverty. Can you see now? Then number two thing, you know, when the children of Israel were surrounded by, you know, these Syrians, fear gripped them. Fear. And we know that fear is a great enemy. Now, can I ask you this morning, what is that fear in your life? What is that fear tormenting you? Because fear, Bible says, it has torment. Can you see 1 John chapter 4? Fear is so terrible, devastating, you know. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 18.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
He cannot be perfect in love. Now, can you see that, you know, these people, you know, they brought fear. You know, Bible was saying in Luke of Psalm 53, verse 5, that these people, they fear when there is nothing to fear about. Can you see now? Some people, they are in the bondage of fear. Why? Because there is a sin in their life. A woman came and said to me and said, she said, you know, to sleep is a problem because she has great fear. Fear of the night. A lot of people, they have fear in them. You know, the devil, one of the instruments of the devil is fear. And when the devil planted fear in your life, you can't achieve anything. Now, I come against that fear in your life. That fear that you can never make it. That fear that, you know, you can't become what you should be in life. Now, by the anointing of God this morning, I cancel those power of fear your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God has promised all that, you know, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Can you see now? God allowed three powerful spirits to deal with fear. He knew that, you know, this fear, when you are enclosed into it, it can submerge you. So he gave you three powers, you know, that, you know, he gave you love, sound mind, you know, to suppress the spirit of fear. Today you are out of fear in Jesus' name. Now that's what I will say in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number, you know, 41. Isaiah 41. Let's read from verse number 10 to 14. Yes.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, says the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
Oh, hallelujah. Can see God giving you a promise this morning? He said, fear thou not. Why? He said, for I am with thee. What you need is God. You know, when God is there, everything is there. You don't need to fear at all. Just put your trust in God. You know, like what David said, you know, he said, when the enemy comes, I'm sure I will prevail. Why? Because God is with me. Now, I want you to know that, you know, the best thing to do is to carry his presence. To carry God's presence. You know, Bible says, I'm with thee. He said, do not be dismayed, I am your God. He said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold you. You know, still that you think that God cannot do, he can do it. Believe God. Believe him that he is able. Bible says unto him that is able. You know, God is able to do all things for you. You know, God will walk in the realm of your belief and bring all things into your life. I see God helping you this morning. I see every spirit of fear living in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God in the highest. It's another wonderful time to celebrate the goodness of God. It's Dominion Convention 2023. And so we are using this opportunity to invite all our listeners on this platform, Church on Air, to join us as we celebrate the goodness of God in Dominion Convention 2023. The theme is The God of Elijah. It's starting on the Wednesday 10th to Sunday 14th of May 2023. On Wednesday 10th, by 5 p.m. we'll be having the time of world explosion, and on Thursday 11th, by 10 a.m. is a special ministers conference, and by 5 p.m. on Thursday we'll be having world explosion, and on Friday 12th we'll be having Mount Zion Clinic by 10 a.m. and the prophetic and healing service by 5 p.m. On Saturday 13th we'll be having praise and the family life conference by 10 a.m. and on Sunday 14th is the Thanksgiving service, and the time is 8 a.m. Please join us in this wonderful program as we celebrate together at Christian Dominion Network Ministry International, opposite Aladesomi bus stop, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. For inquiries, please call 080-3385-927. It's 080-3385-927. Don't miss this.
Hallelujah. I welcome you all heartily this morning. We are looking at, you know, the season of your breakthrough. And then first of all, we are looking this morning when, you know, the Syrian army came, surrounded, you know, Samaria. What happened to Samaria? These are the things we are looking before we enter into the real story this morning. Now, number three thing that happened when Samaria, you know, surrounded Israel was that the people of Israel were in bondage. They are in bondage. You know, can you imagine when some people, you know, came to a land and they put the land in bondage? Somebody can enter into your life and put you in bondage. You can enter into a marriage and enter into bondage. Can you see now? You can enter into a business with somebody and be in bondage. Can you see now? If that person is a devilish person. And that is why, you know, you need to know, you know, whom you associate with. You need to know whom you work with. You need to know whom you married. When you married a devilish man or a devilish woman, it can put you in bondage. You know, the same bondage that, you know, the Israel were put in. You know, somebody told me, he said, somebody entered into their house and things changed negatively. Everything changed. Why? Because, you know, the devil used that person to bring plague, you know, into their house. Can you see that? So, you know, the Syrians came. Immediately they came, they put Israel under bondage. Let's see the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, from verses 1 to 3. Isaiah 61 and to 3.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Hallelujah. Now, I love this one because this is, you know, talking about, you know, the hands of Jesus Christ upon your life, you know, and that, you know, Jesus is coming to proclaim liberty to the captives, you know, and the opening of prison to them that are in bond. Those who are in captivity this morning, I am speaking to a captivity of sickness, you know, captivity of affliction, any form of captivity, you know, Jesus is coming to you this morning, is coming to deliver you. And you are delivered in the name of Jesus. He's coming to bring you out of the shame. There are some shame that the devil put against people. You are delivered from every satanic shame this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only God that can do it for you. And that is why you need to believe in that God. So, number one thing, when the Syrians came against Israel, number one thing, they were poor. Number two thing, they were afraid, they are fearful. Number three things, they were in bondage. Number four thing was that the children of Israel were very, very lonely. You know, because the enemy has come. So they were hiding. They couldn't come out. The soldiers, and those soldiers look superior to them. So, you know, they were just walking lonely. They are full of fear. There is no association. There is no gathering. There is no joyful mood. Are you in that position today, this morning? It's like you are so lonely. Everybody has parted from you. You don't even know what to do again. Life has become meaningless. People that are close to you before, they are no more. Friends that are friends to you before, you can't find them. Just because there's a problem in your life, you have been deserted. God will help you. He said, when my father and my mother deserted me, that time God will take me up. I see God helping you. When everybody has abandoned you, when everybody has put you aside, you put your trust in God. It cannot fail. Everybody can fail you. Everybody can push you aside, but God cannot put you aside. That is a word of encouragement for you this morning. You know, everybody can forsake you, but God has promised. He said, I, God, will not forsake you. Now, let me tell you, I don't know what you are passing through this morning, and you are so lonely, or probably you even lost your dear one. You lost somebody you treasure. You lost a good friend. You lost a lovely person, and you felt so lonely. Excuse me, Jesus is still there for you. Many of us, we have passed through that stage before, but thank God that, you know, His mercy is so strong. The mercy of the Lord is so great, you know, and we pass through that time. You will pass through in Jesus' name. So don't be moved. Don't do things that you must not do. Put your trust in God, you know, and He will turn your situation to glorify His name. I see God doing that this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, another thing that happened when the army of Syria besieged Samaria was that, you know, the people of Israel were frustrated. Frustration is all over their faces. In fact, they are so frustrated that they can't go out. They just keep indoors. They can't go to work. You know, and frustration is a spirit. Like the way I told you last time that, you know, Peter himself was frustrated. You know what happened to him? He went to fish. He couldn't catch a single one. Imagine that. It was a wasted effort. You know, frustration is something that the devil will do to ensure that you are defeated in your life. But every form of frustration the devil is packaging for you, this morning, I cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, you will not be frustrated. You know, somebody came and told me and said, sir, I have been writing jam for the past years. I've never had admission. I said, now this is your time. You know, why? Because I did design in the spirit that the devil has planned to frustrate this young man. So we pray for him and Jehovah answer us. Thank God right now he's in 100 level in the university. Can you see now? Why? Because the spirit of frustration was terminated in his life. Frustration can come to a lady. You are looking for a husband, a good, loving man, and up till now you couldn't get. They want to frustrate you. Can you see now? Or, you know, you just finished university and you have been going from one place to another looking for a job and nothing has been coming forth. The devil plan to frustrate you. Look, that devil, I cast that devil to help in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, they might be frustrated financially, even though you are having some little money, but the money is going elsewhere. It's a way of frustration. You know, you can even be married and now there is no child for you. Can you imagine that now? You know, the devil is trying to frustrate. Not that you are barren, but the devil just plan against you. That plan over your life, that woman hearing me this morning, I nullify the plans of the devil over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, frustration that they want you to be at the point that you will not go higher in life, that you will not make it in life. That frustration is destroyed today in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you that they have tied down in life, that they say you cannot make it, even to buy a land. One man told me and said, pastor, how do they buy land? I have been trying to save just to buy half plot of land over the past 10 years. I couldn't. I said, this is frustration. You know, and you know, we pray for that man and God answered the prayers and today is in building process. Now, can you see now that frustration is the plan of the devil to stop you in achieving your destiny in life? Oh, I pray for you this morning. As many of you under this spirit, I bring you out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that happens to the people in Samaria was that they were not dead, but they were not really alive. Imagine that. They are not dead and they are not alive because of that fear I talk about. They are not dead. They are just in the world. They are just keeping up the population. They are not making any impact. Though they are around, but their impact was not felt. Are you like that too? Even though you are present, but it's like you are absent. Even your family, when they are talking about things, they don't consider you because they felt that you don't have what it takes. Even though you are the firstborn in that family, but yet you are like, you are not there again. Why? Things have changed. The Lord will visit you. You know, the people of Samaria, they were not dead, but they were not really alive. Why? Their boldness had been taken away. They have no more courage. It was like the people of Israel, when they wanted to possess the promised land, you know what happened? They saw the giants, the sons of Anak. You know, what they said? They said they are like grasshopper before them. Why? They lost courage. You know what they said? Let's go back to what? To Egypt. Oh, you will not go back. You will go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. That mountain before you that is making you to fidget, I give you that grace to cross over this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And the last thing that happened to them was that they were sad. The people of Israel, they were sad. You know, sorrow can be a killer. In fact, sorrow is a killer. Sadness is killing people today. Sadness is giving people cardiac problem. You see all these people falling down the road, falling down here and there, and they will die. It's because it started with what? With sadness. Let's see Proverbs finally. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good work maketh it glad.
Heaviness in that make what?
Maketh it stoop.
Can you see? So, you know, heaviness make you to turn over. Turn your life all over. Heaviness. This heaviness has come to an end in your life. I pray for somebody hearing me this morning. The heaviness in your life has come to an end. No more sadness for you. You are blessed. I see you in church tomorrow for grace to be imparted upon you. And shall be well with you in Jesus' name.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Faith Tract in magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.